all in mid-body.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. Now don't call me Shirley.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
This won't be played on your radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Where were you in 78? Where were you in 79?
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily is layers. Up on top of one another, like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I've been nervous lots of times.
So I heard you wanted to see me.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't get my cup this week.
What do you mean? I already paid you the money.
Not the money, the other cup. You know what I'm talking about.
The other cup.
Take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. I say you look so fine that I really want to make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money when you look like that, do you, honey? A big black boots, a long brown hair. She's so sweet with her. Said, are you gonna be my girl? It's a 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. I said, you look so fine that I really wanna make you mine. 4, 5, 6, come on and get your kicks. Now you don't need the money with a face like that, do ya? I said, are you gonna be my girl?
Like a good girl, but I'm definitely a bad girl.
Good evening and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight our theme is called Jets and Other Arrow Things. And we've got three featured artists for you. The Australian band Jet, who actually named themselves after Paul McCartney's song Jet, and the American singer, composer, guitarist Joan Jett. And probably the biggest rock band ever to come out of our Boston area. The biggest American hard rock band, in fact, selling over 200 million records. Records, yes, what's a record? And then, to make this evening even extra super special, we've got a special guest, Paul Goodwin, who's a... Well, Paul, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Yeah, hi there, everybody. Nice to be here. First of all, let me say this is a great radio station. This is a great radio program, and Edward's just a fabulous DJ. I mean, what more can I say?
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy to be here. Yeah, I first started out way back, born in 1950, so I started with Chuck Berry way back yonder when I was 8 years old. And been working my way up, and I can remember the first hard rock song I ever heard. I think the first one I ever heard that I really tuned into was Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild.
Oh, yes, yeah. the heavy metal song.
Yeah, in fact, that opening up to the fact that you can just take the music and just go with it and just blow people away, and people will just love it. Get up and start dancing, whatever. And I was, I started out with being a fan of Aerosmith. For some reason, I can't remember, but way back in the early 70s, I was in an apartment on Beacon Hill, and in walked Joe Perry, and he looked pretty ripped, I was saying to myself. I was quite ripped also. Nobody said a word until finally I just broke the ice and just asked, who are you, and all this stuff, and I didn't know anything about him. But then the guy who had the party on Beacon Hill invited me to see them at this club out in, it was off Route 90, I remember having to pay the toll on the turnpike to get out there, and it was just wild. It was great. It was wonderful, and I thought, geez, this band's something to listen to, and they're local. And here we are.
Yeah, and thank one you. Of the things that I love about Aerosmith and Jet is that they've got two excellent guitar players who don't play who basically play off of each other. And a bit like Malcolm and Angus Young in AC/DC.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
On their best songs, they aren't simply playing both the same things, doubling the guitar part. They've got different guitar parts that complement each other. And yes, both Jet and Aerosmith, the music that we're going to hear tonight's very strong with that. In fact, our whole show this evening, I think, is going to be high energy and hard rocking. Paul, about a year ago, you sent me an email after one of our shows. And then we kind of had some other email exchanges about things. And then...
Yeah, because I remember you played a particular AC/DC song that I remember that kind of woke me up to what I liked about AC/DC.
Some
of the stuff is pretty sexist, I'll admit, and I don't particularly groove on that, but this one I said, damn, there it is. So I sent an email. I found out who Edward was and sent an email, and boom, he contacted me back again.
Yep, and then we had the
Rat. And he takes suggestions.
Rat, yes.
Yeah, Rat. I loved Rat. Rat was wonderful. Absolutely great. Even Milton Berle loved Rat. True.
And so this particular show I'd been thinking about for a while with the Jets theme and then Aerosmith in there, so knowing that you were a fan, so Paul picked all of the Aerosmith songs that we're hearing this evening.
Ooh, that's nice.
And our basic format is we've got three pretty long sets coming up this evening, and they're going to be alternating between Aerosmith, Joan Jett, and Jett, and then something in the middle of each set, a little bit like a chocolate, a high-end chocolate that comes out of the box, something different right in the middle. And then I'll alternate on to the end of that set. And then all of my ambiance, we've actually got a fourth featured artist, and that's Brian Eno. And our ambiance this evening is going to be tracks from his 1978 album, Music for Airports. An epic ambient album. And then our audio clips tonight particularly are from that 1980 parody film Airplane with Leslie Nielsen and Peter Graves and Lloyd Bridges. father of Jeff Bridges, who does the... Yeah. Do you really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? In the intro, which is, I think, in terms of fair use, a very important part of these sound collages. Well, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with an Aerosmith song, followed by Joan Jett, followed by Jett, and then a whole lot more.
Of this new drug, LSD, could render 50,000 people temporarily insane.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6! heading east on St. Mark's over to Tompkins Square Park, down by the power lines. I see all the neon and it's cold at night. Yeah, well, I got my radio on. It's so exciting here with the skyscrapers in the dark. I feel in touch with the modern world. I feel in touch, I feel alive with 50,000 watts of power. I got the
seems to move in all directions while I sit here at America West Gate 11 here in the beautiful Phoenix, Arizona airport. It's 5:21 a.m. and I'm on my way to L.A. The band is a day off, and Chrysalis Records has seen fit to fly me to the City of Light for interviews and a photo session. At best, I got a whopping 30 minutes of sleep. I'm running a fever, and my body feels like Billy Idol himself has pummeled me with his platinum discs. I don't remember the show I finished not 5 hours ago. I'm sitting with a bunch of cowboys and businessmen, and we are all coughing. Later. At LAX, good old Jeff, the Chrysalis Records press agent, will meet me, and I will do the method acting stunt. I will remember the last time I was sane and well-rested, and I'll act like that. I will say, "Hi, how are you, man?" As he quickly glances at the bruise on my face I got from the stage diver maniac. I'll remember that time when I was a mere slip of a youth in my early 20s, when no sleep was no sweat, and I'll reply with a lusty, vibrant laugh and say, "Ha-ha, great, man! Let's go get some beef jerky! Let's go get laid!" And he'll look at me with a worried glance, and we'll leave to go hang out and look at pictures of Billy Idol. Like there's really anything else you'd rather do.
To the people that go, Mama Kins are working, Mama Kins and hanging, Mama Kins, Mama Kin.
Streaming. that guy.
Touch me, and that hand will never touch anything again.
I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and I'm joined here in WMFO's Studio A with Paul Goodwin, a WMFO.
Very nice.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Paul, I had the wrong mic on. It will work better now.
Well, okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. This is a lot of fun.
So we started off that set, and our theme tonight is called Jets and Other Arrow Things, and we've got three featured artists for the main music, the Australian band Jet, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Aerosmith. Boston's biggest band ever. The biggest selling American hard rock
true.
Band.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's amazing.
200 million albums.
Is that all?
So, Toys in the Attic was the song that we started off there by Aerosmith. And then we heard from Joan Jett and Roadrunner and talking about driving past the Stop and Shop. Just like we have here on Broadway. And then we heard from the Black Pope, I Am Not a DJ, one of our sound clips from who knows where. And then Jet, one of their biggest hits, Roll Over DJ. And a spoken word piece by Henry Rollins, Jet Lag. Aerosmith followed that with a live version of Mama Kin. And then Joan Jett again with Do You Want to Touch Me? And then Jett finished us off with the music with Last Chance. So have you ever seen Aerosmith, Paul?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way back. Back in the early days. I've never gone to, you know, like things like the Boston Garden or any other big venue, but, you know, small club. Yeah, it was fun back then. Really was. A friend of mine was called by the guys that own the Middle East restaurant, and I guess he did some work for him, and they said to him, you should just come down, you're gonna have a special treat tonight. And he said, well, what's this all about? They said, I'm not gonna tell you, just come down. And it happened to be Aerosmith was just playing. They were going back out on tour, and they were just for a selected few people.
Woohoo!
Just playing. Yeah. And he said he was absolutely blown out of his just blown out of the building, but it was wonderful. So that's just, you know, things like that are real special treats in life.
Yeah, being able to go and see people in I don't go to concerts very much these days. I kind of have it in my mind that given how far you are away generally from the performers, and you're seeing them on a big screen anyway, that catching up with the produced videos that they've got and seeing them on your own computer, to me, is just a cooler thing. Now, that's completely different, I think, from live performances that I do go to, where it's kind of the intimacy of being close to the artists. So, like, I'm not going and seeing big rock bands. I think, like, some of the performances that they have here at Tufts, especially, where they've got classical music or they've got people playing acoustic instruments, and you're able to go and sit right next to them or be not so far away. And that's the kind of live music that I guess I like these days. Well, We have got another long set for you ahead. And yeah, so you remember Aerosmith certainly had their ups and downs a bit. Oh, yeah. And
They were seriously into drugs, which is anyone's downfall. And there's only so much you can do. You know, when you're young, the body bounces back. But I mean, I just recently had a hernia surgery, and I can't believe how long it's taking to heal. But the doctor said, well, you're in your 60s. What do you expect? You know, 40 years ago, be a different story. And I'm thinking, he's right. As much as I don't want to admit it, but it's true. And I walked over here. It took me a half an hour, and I thought, I just don't have the wind in me anymore, do I? Oh, I have to get it back up there again. But so, you know, you start to see how things start to slowly. You get up to you climb up a hill in life, get to the acme, the apex of it, and then you start to realize you're starting to go down a little bit. Trick is not to just tumble down, to do it gradually, smoothly, and gracefully. That's the beauty of life, if you can master that.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, like what you were pointing out with like bad behavior, like with Aerosmith, sometimes turning your life around, even though you're getting older, you can go up and up.
That's true.
And with Aerosmith there, certainly Joe Perry and Steven Tyler having their drinking and their drug problems. And well, yeah, sometimes that can make life a little bit more fun. And sometimes if you're doing that to excess, it can make life a lot less fun and lead to all sorts of problems. Like, I think we were talking about Guns N' Roses and Slash.
Yeah.
And, you know, at 35, to go and have a pacemaker installed in your body. And I mean, I was reading this interview with him where he was talking about after the pacemaker had been installed and he was performing at one of these award shows with Michael Jackson and everything there. He's on stage and his heart is kind of racing, and then he suddenly like sees these blue lights flashing and his whole body is like jolt, and he's just like, what's happening? But he's trying to stay cool because he's playing live in front of everybody. It happens like four more times, but he gets through. And then he realizes later on, because he had like his heart rate had been going up, the pacemaker was kicking in, and that's what those blue flashes of light and everything. And it's just so much better to have our real bodies.
Absolutely.
And people say, oh, you know, maybe I could get a liver transplant, you know, if I drink too much. And even if you could, there are all sorts of complications, like having to take the drugs all the time so your body doesn't reject the transplant. That is, well, it's much better to have a good body and to keep it healthy.
Yeah.
I've learned now.
Absolutely true. Yeah.
But after a period in the late 70s when Joe Perry left the band and Brad Whitford left as well, and Aerosmith was basically going nowhere, things revived a bit after Run DMC kind of took things up and remixed Walk This Way. And through that and a bunch of other things, Aerosmith just turned themselves around in a remarkable recovery to become, once again, one of the biggest bands in the world. And, well, we're going to start off this next set with that collaboration that turned things around. Here's Run DMC and Aerosmith and Walk This Way. Here on the Tears of the God Sound Collage, WMFO in Medford.